Your North Iowa News continues on KCHA. Bail has been set at $150,000 cash bond for a Northeast Iowa woman facing felony arson charges following a fire that destroyed three homes. Old Wine police say the initial fire started just after 2 a.m. Tuesday morning at a home in the 300 block of First Avenue Northeast in Old Wine. The fire then spread to two neighboring homes, with all three homes deemed total losses. OPD said firefighters deemed the fire suspicious in nature. Later the same day, OPD arrested 50-year-old Jeannie Marie Murphy of Old Wine, who has been charged with two counts of first-degree arson, each a Class B felony punishable by up to 25 years in prison, plus one count of second-degree arson, a Class C felony. According to criminal complaints, Murphy admitted to setting the fire that burned down the three houses in total, which included intentionally starting her own house on fire at 316 First Avenue Northeast in Old Wine first. No one was hurt in the fire, which remains under investigation. Murphy is being held in the Fayette County Jail in West Union on $150,000 cash bond. She is scheduled for an initial appearance in Fayette County District Court next Wednesday. In 2023, Murphy was charged with domestic assault when she poured what she claimed was homemade acid on a man in the same home destroyed by this week's fire. She took a plea deal in that case and received a two-day jail sentence. While she was in the Fayette County Jail for that assault, Murphy attacked a detention officer, and she was initially charged with attempted murder. She later took a plea deal to assault on persons in certain occupations and received a year of probation. A Charles City man facing trial for allegedly stealing a motorcycle last summer has been arrested on a new assault charge. Charles City Police say 41-year-old Timothy Ruth was taken into custody last Friday night in the 1100 block of Blunt Parkway. Ruth was wanted on a Floyd County warrant charging him with assault. According to the criminal complaint, Ruth is accused of punching a female victim in the head, spitting in her face, and trying to push the woman down a flight of stairs. The incident allegedly occurred on April 23rd, with the warrant for his arrest issued May 29th. In a separate case, Ruth has pleaded not guilty to second-degree theft and fourth-degree criminal mischief after he was accused of taking a 2013 Harley-Davidson XL883L Sportster from a home in the 300 block of 4th Avenue in Charles City in July of last year. CCPD says Ruth admitted to being shown the motorcycle, being offered to buy it, but denies trying to steal and or hotwire the bike. He was scheduled for trial next Tuesday in Floyd County District Court, but the trial was recently continued to July 22nd. Court records show Ruth is also scheduled for arraignment June 13th from his February 28th arrest for possession of methamphetamine, a charge that resulted from the motorcycle theft investigation. A drug raid in Northeast Iowa earlier this week resulted in the arrest of three subjects, including a woman whose daughter was abducted and killed 13 years ago. Old Wine Police and Iowa State Patrol executed a search warrant at a house on 6th Avenue Southeast in Old Wine Tuesday night, with illegal controlled substances located and seized. Among those charged in the case is 47-year-old Misty Cook, the mother of Lyric Cook Morrissey, who, along with her cousin Elizabeth Collins, were abducted from Evansdale in July 2012. Their bodies were found in a rural area of Bremer County in December of that year. The kidnapping and murder case remains open. With her arrest this week, Cook faces several felony charges, including conspiracy with intent to manufacture or deliver methamphetamine, conspiracy with intent to manufacture or deliver marijuana, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Also arrested was 31-year-old Zachary Frazier, who is facing the same charges, and 52-year-old Regina Larson, charged with possession of meth and drug paraphernalia. Cook has faced multiple legal troubles since her daughter's death. Cook was convicted on meth charges in 2014 and sentenced to 10 years in prison, but only served a portion of her sentence before she was released. In June 2023, she was arrested on meth charges in West Union, took a plea deal, and was given a suspended prison sentence. The clubhouse at Wildwood Municipal Golf Course in Charles City was built some 100 years ago. To no surprise, the building is showing its age, which has city officials considering their approach to its future. Park Rec Director Tyler Mitchell says it could still be a while before they determine what's next.
In fiscal year 27, so starting this winter and next year, the Park Board, City Council are going to start discussions on the future of Wildwood Clubhouse, if it's renovation or if it's built brand new.
Preliminary estimates in 2024 put building a new clubhouse at upwards of $2 million, while renovating the facility could run up to $2.4 million. Another layer to the decision-making process is the fact the building is on the National Register of Historic Places. In the meantime, Mitchell says the clubhouse is getting new air conditioning, while play on the Wildwood Golf Course itself has gotten off to a hot start in the early season.
If you're going to go out and golf on a weekend, I suggest calling ahead for tee times. During the week, you might be able to get on and not have to call, but always call just to make sure you can get on.
For more information and the latest updates, visit Wildwood Municipal Golf Course on Facebook. Imagination Splash Station and Playground in Rudd continues to be plagued by setbacks. In a Facebook post this morning recounting the challenges, officials noted that the city water tower was in the process of being repaired last fall when the company that was hired went under. That resulted in many setbacks and a lot of pieces to the puzzle that had to be redone. The newest company has fixed problems from last fall and are proceeding with the project. The wet spring and extreme wind has really taken a toll on the timeliness of the project. With all that, officials say they are sad to say that the splash station is still not open, but the playground, shelter, and restroom are. They also advise the mess from the water tower repair is extreme, so be patient as they give them a little more time to clean up. In other developments, both of the metal horses at the playground were cut and stolen, with officials adding, apparently someone needed them more than the children who play in Rudd. Officials add that there are holes that need to be patched, and they will be working on a plan for that. They will continue to provide updates and look forward to getting the splash station open for everyone soon. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.